Yeah, I missed the last couple of games, which is disappointing for me. But I've come back into into Dubai, and the boys are just, you know, I got on cloud nine. Really, I mean, it's a pretty good win. There's a lot of talk about it. Everyone's in good spirits, looking forward to this series. So hope we can take that momentum into this first game. No, I'm not surprised at all. I've played here before, it looks very similar. The wicket we trained on yesterday looks exactly the same as the match wicket, so low and slow. New ball will be important early, I think. It'll just get harder to bat as we go, so not sure. I wouldn't expect real high scoring games, but hopefully we can put some sort of total on the board if we bat first. Spin will be important for both sides. I mean, we've got two spinners. I'll be surprised if they both don't play out here. Again, they've got quality spinners as well, so it'll be a good battle.
And I guess what the discussion's
Not really. We just talk about it. It's discipline. Out here, you can't give any width or any sort of length for them to play with. So you just got to be, you know, 60 balls have got to be hitting the top of the stumps. You don't really have to do too much. Let the wicket do the work and just really grind away at those good lines. It's probably more stressful for my partner, actually, wanting me to get home. There's not much I could do once I was on the plane. Just super thankful and grateful I got there, and really appreciate the boys and the team management letting me go.
And how many days did you actually have at home before you had to go on
the
flight?
So it landed, had the baby. 6 days I had. So, didn't really feel like that. I think I slept for about two of them, so it was... it was in and out quickly. It was good to get home, see the family. Around this series?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it something you talk about a lot?
Yeah, World Cup's always going to be spoken about. It's around the corner. People are vying for selection at the moment, but we're just focused on winning this series like we're focused on winning last series, and we just keep winning series. Hopefully we're going to the World Cup with some form, and you know we can play well. I hadn't thought about it too much, to be honest, until you brought it up, but it's a World Cup. I mean, you're driven to play every World Cup, and not just play it, but win it. I mean, these boys are going really well, and we want to keep winning, and if we can win a World Cup, that sets us up beautifully for leading into the next, you know, T20 World Cup and the next summer and stuff like that. So we can keep winning like we have been, just playing well. I think it sets us up well. Yeah, good question. Not sure. I guess I'm a little bit wiser, a little bit older, a bit more consistent. I wish I could say I would stay on the park a bit longer, but I think I spent the next 3 years off the park. So I've spent the last 6 months on the park this summer. So that's good for me, and hopefully I can just keep putting on performances and keep getting picked. I don't know about peaking. I mean, we won one series for the however long, but it's always good to get the win. You know, like I said, winning becomes a habit, and so does losing. So if we can keep winning, keep performing well, we're in good shape. Pakistan has a challenge in these conditions. Yeah, absolutely. They love playing in these conditions. They're a really good side. Again, we said spin's going to be important out here, and they've got absolutely world-class spinners, so great challenge for us, and we can keep getting better playing in these conditions. We play a lot in these conditions, so hopefully we should be getting better. Yeah, I've just really tried to, and along with coaching stuff and stuff like that, they've really supported me and just easing off on how much I bowl and stuff like that and how much I'm lifting heavy. Just really trying to make sure I'm prepared to go rather than trying to do too much. I don't need to be bowling long spells if I'm only bowling 10 overs a day. So just really limiting that sort of stuff and just making sure my body can get through. Yeah, in training, that sort of stuff. Yep. In games, obviously, I bowl with Finchie wants me to bowl 10, I bowl 10. But in training, just that's my main. Yeah, I did Pilates. I've done yoga and Pilates and stuff like that, but it, obviously it's helped if I've started it and I've stayed on the park, but obviously there's been a lot of management for me as well. Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't get a chance. I obviously had the vertigo and left for India a week later. I just got over it, bowled, felt okay. But I haven't had a chance. I saw a vestibular physio and an ear, nose and throat specialist, but they didn't really give me much. So I'll get through this series, go home and try and really, I want to know the cause of why it happened. Because if I can stop it, I will. But I mean, it happens twice in 8 years, so it's not like it's a continuing issue for me. Well, practically, to get picked, you got to perform. So, I mean, that's the easiest way to do it, is go out there and perform. You don't need to worry about if you're going to get picked or not if you're taking wickets. It's only when you're not taking wickets or you're not making runs that you worry about it. And to everyone's credit, people who have maybe been in those situations, actually, no one's really been in that situation where everyone's sort of performing. That's why we're winning. But even when someone has a bad day, they're really supportive of other blokes who have had a good day and stuff like that, which is, I think, is fantastic to see. I don't think it's a conscious effort that anyone makes. I just think it's just, you know, good mates supporting each other. I don't think anyone goes out there going, you know, I'm gonna try and not worry about selection. I think it's just the way everyone is. It's just, they're all just good people.
Something
that
I think you said
2 times. 8 years ago?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I was just at home. Just at home sitting on the couch and it came on. Oh, yeah, there was no similarities between the two. It was just unlucky, I think.